Today is the 3rd October 2024, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, Unique Dhamma Code. We are at code number 129. So as usual, let us gather and we will have the physical puja. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pu Sa. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Ven Su Pu Sa. Namo Ven Su Pu Sa. Namo Ven Su Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Mechachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Surameraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. We will continue from Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna Sarappa Dithena Dipena Tamadangsina Tiloka Dipang Sambuddhang Pujayami Tamonudang. Ganda Sambara Yutena Dupena Hang Sugang Hina Pujaye Pujaniyantang Puja Bhajana Muttamang. Vanda Ganda Gono Petang เอตังกสุมาสันตทินปูจายามิโมนินดาสสิริปาดาสารโรเหปูเจมิพุทธังกุสุเมนะเนนะปุณเณนะมะเตนะเจโหตุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายุตัตตายติวิยัสสาวังอาทิวาเสทุโนบันเทปานิยังปาริกาปิตังอนุกัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาทิวาเสทุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาทิวาเสทุโนบันเทโภจานังปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังNow we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel darkness or ignorance therein.Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense.Which we are offering to the Blessed One who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible.Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana.Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception.Especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Puja. Buddhang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami.Sanghang Pujami. So just silence your mind completely. Huh? Don't try to think, don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just silence within. Then remember the four support to help you stabilize your inner awareness. So this awareness-based meditation is to help us develop the inner awareness, then use it to meditate. So there are four important support for you to make use of to develop the ultimate transformation within. The first three support are needed for you to stabilize your inner awareness. The first support, as we all know, is relax. Ability to relax is very important. Your form and mind, physical body, the physical form, and the mental aspect of our human being. Mental means the thinking element, the one that can give rise to consciousness, thought process, emotion, thinking, mental intention, etc. So that is the mental aspect. That's why we have a physical form, we have a mind. So these two, they are active. They are a living organism. That's why the form and mind comes together and forms what we call the five aggregates that manifest and animate into a living being, and for our case, it's a human being. So when we are able to relax body and mind, means these two develop harmony, no conflict, no stress, no tension, nothing. It is at ease. So relax body and mind completely. Feel it soothingly, relax. To relax the body, I think, is easier. Because you just have to let things be, then let the body settle down and feel yourself soothingly relaxed. Yeah. No tension, no tightness, no stress. Then after that, you maintain awareness. The mind can only do one thing at a time. Either it's lost in thought, thinking, becoming heedless, or stirring, reacting, and creating the emotion, or it is without thought, just aware. That's why the second support is maintaining the awareness. Don't allow the thinking to arise. Just maintain awareness. And as an organism, especially for our case, is a human being. We have the senses within our physical body. Then we have a consciousness trapped inside. Then these two will interact. Upon contact of the consciousness with the sense bases and their respective sense data, like the physics experiment, you will trigger the respective consciousness. So as a human being, we are capable of becoming conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel and think. So at the moment of contact, like the physics experiment, very naturally the consciousness arises. It's like the light bulbs lights up. The lighting up is like you become conscious. So meditation is to develop the understanding of what is going on within your form and mind. How you come to understand who are you, what are you, and how does you function as a human being. Through understanding that, you understand the unreality of the form and mind. You will come to understand that everything that arises, they are dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. It's not a permanent unchanging entity. Originally, there was nothing. Then from causes and conditions, it triggered the paticca samuppada. That's why we need contact to arise the respective consciousness, then how to your brain, your memory, you input the content of consciousness based on your views, opinion, belief system, etc. And how from there the thinking arise, the stirring of mind arise, the reaction to sense experience arise, and how thought condition feeling, feeling condition emotion, and how emotions stir your mind and create the movement, the duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Then sometimes you also may arise your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. All this you must have the awareness to observe, to see, and develop the understanding of how they come to be. This is the real meditation. Through awareness, you develop wisdom and understanding. So second support is after you relax body and mind, you maintain awareness to observe, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to realize the truth. Then whatever that arises from any of your senses, when the contact trigger of the consciousness, just aware. Do not allow it to continue the thinking. So the moment you aware, finish. No need to let the thought continue to proliferate and stir your mind and create the reaction and movement, so that sankhara can just stop there. You need to perceive, you perceive, but no need to continue. Don't allow your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system to stir your mind. That's why I always say, aware, finish, no more, nothing to do with you anymore. So ability to be aware is very important. After that, the thinking stops. Then you continue to do this. Every time you aware from any other senses, again, allow it to cease. Then over a period of training, the third support will arise. The third support is to stabilize the awareness through the second support of maintaining awareness. Then when the third support come to be, then you will have more and more moment of peace within. Means your thought process will not move as before. So when you are able to do that, you become very quiet, very still. Then your mind, everything will slow down until it become very quiet, until the mundane thinking cease. When the mundane thinking cease, it will return to its original true mind before the stirring. That's how you realize your true mind. Then when you can do that very well, then you can silence everything and stay at the heart area and let your awareness nature detect the gateway. Initially, just let it stay around the heart area to detect whatever vibration or heartbeat that you can come into contact with. Then stay with it until the awareness and the phenomena move as one, until it becomes very quiet and very still. Then the fourth support is trust. Don't use your thought. Don't interfere with your thinking. Don't try to know, don't try to do, just silence everything and stay there. Then let your nature move to detect the gateway to your nature, to be with whatever that arises, any vibration or heartbeat or any contact. and when you finish, stay there. Then let that nature move by itself. Then when it starts to develop the movement, you just like a silent mind, silently witnessing. Don't do anything, don't try to know. Just let that nature move. Then you will learn a lot of things. You will understand a lot of things. Then later on, that awareness become very stable, very quiet, very still. Then suddenly one day, you will locate the gateway. Then a lot of things will happen. All of your external energy, yin yang, they will melt inside and become pure energy. Then the internal movement starts to manifest. It is only when the internal movement start to manifest that your awareness nature can become more and more clear, more and more clear. Yeah. And that fourth support is not easy. Most people cannot do it, but you don't have to worry. Because to go through the sainthood way, to realize the first stage of sainthood until the fourth stage of sainthood, means Sotapannasi, Sakadagamisi, Anagami, and Arahantasi. You don't really need the fourth support. The first three support is enough. Mm. The fourth support you only do if you are going the Bodhisattva way. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not really needed. Yeah. But no harm giving it a try. Yeah. Okay. So with that, I will let you meditate on your own, develop the training of the mind to be aware, and use it to silently observe and meditate or insight into phenomena. You can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. For as long as you can. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chiyakawalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhamman Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadam Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma sabanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo atasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho. Bija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anotara purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati. Swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko Ehi paseko opanaiko pacatang veditabo vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango samicipatipanno bhagavato savakasango yadidam chatari purisa yukani atta purisa pugala esa bhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakkhineyo anjali karaneyo anuttaram punyam ketam lokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will continue from where we stopped. We are at Unit Dhamma Code 129. We are on page 36. Okay. Unit Dhamma Code 129. This one is very simple, but very important to have the understanding. So I wrote here, I said, one's mind can only do one thing at a time. Either one is completely silent and aware within, or one is lost in thought. Means you have become heedless, you think a lot. So understanding this is very important. Because basically as a human being, we have a physical body and a consciousness trapped inside. And the consciousness is the one that can allow us to give rise to the conscious moment, to be conscious of life. So that is the knowing element. And how do we know the world? Through our consciousness. Because our consciousness, together with the six base sense bases within our physical body, we can arise the respective six types of consciousness. That's why we can become conscious of what we see, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we tactile feel or sense, and what we think or the thought process that manifests to the brain. So these are the six sense bases. Together with the consciousness, upon contact, it can give rise to the six types of corresponding senses. So this is how we know the world. And this is how we interact with the world. Without the senses in operation, you are as if a vegetable, dead. You cannot know things. You cannot perceive things. You cannot give rise to any conscious moment to be conscious of life. You cannot be conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. And meditation is to find out clearly who we are, what we are, and how do we function as a human being. That's why when you develop the clear understanding, then you realize within you, apart from the physical body and the conscious mind, there is another nature behind, which is all the time present. That nature or we call it the pure awareness nature or the primordial nature, the first to arise through the source. But it needs a form and mind to arise that. So the moment we are born into this world or existential world, there is already this primordial mind within, the pure awareness nature within. But because our mind initially, when we are born, is not developed yet, the brain, the memory, nothing. There is no concept, no idea, no word, nothing. You are just a newborn baby. So at that time, the consciousness is free. Then whatever that arises naturally upon contact, that trigger of the respective sense or consciousness, you cannot perceive anything where you don't have memory of them, you don't have knowledge of them. There is no data or what we call memory to perceive and recall all this. And because of that, we hardly think at that time as a baby. We are just aware. But that phase only lasts for a while. After that, you will be taught and conditioned by society, by the world, by your own parent or the mate that raised you, or your guardian or whoever that raised you. Then they teach you how to cognize things, how to become aware of things, how to develop the words, the idea, the concept, then the habits, the views, the opinion, everything. Then later on, when you grow up, you are exposed to more and more knowledge, especially nowadays, where the kids or the children, while they are very young, they are exposed to a lot of things, especially our handphone, our multimedia thing. Then now you have, you call that one one, tablet, where they give it to the kid to play. You don't want the kid to disturb you. Tablet or iPad. So the iPad, and also there is another type they call one, where the kid play with it on. So all this has great influence upon the kids. Then you have all the TV, the recording, the video, the multimedia. And later on, they send you to kindergarten. You learn a lot of knowledge being fed into you. Then you go to school, you have your education system. Then now the social media is so powerful. That's why all this created a lot of knowledge, accumulation of knowledge. So the phase of accumulation, conditioning, leading to all the belief system, views, opinion, and karmic inheritance from your karmic nature. So all this mold you and make you what you are. Then you forgot who you are, because that time your thought process is very active already. You tend to be like absorbed into the IT world, where information are so different from our time. The information which is knowledge or data that you receive. That's why they study IT, information technology. Then from there, they develop all the possibility of AI intelligence. Then they also come out with a lot of internet technology that can give rise to a lot of new thing. And the most powerful one at the moment It's not the computer anymore, I think. It's more towards the handphone, your whatever smartphone. Then later on, they will evolve further. Then they can create even virtual reality, artificial intelligence. And a lot of new thing is going to be discovered. Then science also has progressed very fast. Not only classical mechanics, physical science. Now they are able to unravel a lot of the forces of nature that living being has not discovered earlier on. Over the last few, maybe centuries, we discovered gravity during the 16th century by Newton. Then after that, we discovered electricity, then electromagnetism. Then we also come to discover a lot of what they call scientific understanding of the minute microworld, where they call it quantum mechanics or quantum world. Then in the quantum world, with the quantum field, they discover there are such things as quantum entanglement. Then when they go further into it and probe further, when Einstein come in the 18th century until the 19th century, he discovered the special theory of relativity. Then he also discovered the general theory of relativity. And this one is a major breakthrough for mankind. Then we start to understand space and time. Time as a fourth dimension. Not only within the three-dimensional space, they realize that the speed is a fourth dimension. When the speed changes, time changes. So time as a fourth dimension is related to speed. That's why when the speed tends towards the speed of light, quantum mechanics fail to predict the behavior. Then time is no longer what we believe to be constant or static. No, it's a variable depending on your speed. And many things also give rise to understanding of how our planet, how they have their movements, then how when they observe light actually curve when it encounter dense masses. Then they realize that space-time, there is such thing as the space-time warp. Then it's not a what they call theoretical world or a real world. Then they realize a lot of things are actually not what you think. So it depends on how you develop the understanding. Then what they have not gone into is the consciousness part. They know very little about the brain, the mind, but a lot of knowledge in the medical field or the biological or the field of psychology, psychiatry. That's why they have courses, even autism and other things. They got courses. Then all this starts to evolve. Then humanity become more and more sophisticated. So what might this unique quote try to tell you is, as a human being, one can only do one thing at a time. Yeah. To realize this, you must meditate. You must develop the clear understanding. So like what I mentioned here, either one is silent and aware within, or you are lost in thought. You see, our mind is very unique. This one, if it's the true mind, the pure awareness nature, when you are here, you cannot think. There is no thought involved. There is no word, no duality, nothing. It's just a nature aware. That's why when you are with that true mind, means the pure awareness nature, you can only be silent and aware. We have no word, no thought, no verbalization, no chattering. Means that true mind is silent, complete silent, and just aware within. So pure awareness nature only have a nature that is aware. And because it's aware without thought, there is no noise, no verbalization, no chattering, no emotion, no perception, no thought process, nothing. That's why either you are here with your pure awareness, which most people already forgotten. They didn't even know that they have this. That's why meditation is to realize this. That's why I teach the pure awareness-based meditation, is to realize this pure awareness here. And when you are here, you are in complete silence, without thought. You are only aware. That's why I say, living being or human being can only do one thing at a time. Either you are aware, or the next possibility is, when you are not here, you are lost in thought. Means what? You are creating what we call the thought process. So the thought process start off with this physics experiment as an analogy. So this one, the physics experiment analogy, I better put the word analogy. It is not exactly the same, but it's a very good analogy. So this physics experiment analogy is a very good way of describing how we function as a human being. So basically, like I say, we are a fire aggregate or form and mind. Means we have a physical body and we have a consciousness trapped inside. That's why form and mind. So this form and mind basically is a human being. So this is the physical body, and this is the mind trapped inside. So this one, because of craving force, it is trapped inside. So we function like the physics experiment analogy. Basically, in the physics experiment, the circuit, we have a battery, which is the power source. This power source is like your mind, your life force, your karmic force. So that karmic force, that life force, is the power source that power the human being, animate us into a human being. So when that one arises, then the sense bases are the six sense bases inside your physical body. Then upon contact of the consciousness together with the sense bases and the sense data, it trigger off the light bulb to light up. So this lighting up of the light bulb is what we call your conscious moment. So you become conscious here. Yeah? It makes you conscious. It's like you become conscious. Depending on what sense basis it is, if it's the eye, then you become conscious of what you see. If it's the ear, hearing, you are conscious of what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So this one is a natural process. You don't need a God or a creator to create this, to make you conscious, no. Very natural. Upon contact, it's just like you become conscious. So what happens is, because of your conditioning, belief system, your memory, that I early on explained, that enable you to accumulate all the knowledge, everything. Then the moment you become conscious, you start to create that movement of perception. Then the moment you perceive, then the memory, the views, opinion, conditioning, belief system will start to cause you to react to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, sense experience, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lament, your phobia, your insecurity, all this movement, they start to arise. That's why the content of consciousness that went in before you have the Dhamma understanding and wisdom is all wrong thought, conditioned by Sakkaya Ditti. That's why this is how I say, when you are lost in thought, when you are not with your pure awareness nature, you become heedless. You are lost in thought. That's why man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are with your pure awareness nature, in complete silence and aware, means you can be attentive. Or the mental hindrance has arisen through your delusion, Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion, your lack of the five spiritual faculty that condition the mental hindrance, like sensual desire, ill will, to grasp, to cling, your like and dislike, all those things. Then if you are not interested in what happened, you become sleepy, lethargic mind. Then you develop restlessness of mind when you have fear, worry, anxiety, when you cannot understand what you perceive. And when you recall through memory your fear, your phobia, and all this make you recall or recollect your scars of memory, your whatever past experience that have trigger of phobia, fear, worry, anxiety in you, like child abuse and all those things. So this is how your mind become like distracted. No longer here at the pure awareness nature, to be in the state of silent inner awareness, to be attentive. You start to develop fear, worry, anxiety, or emotion, reaction. So that's how you behave. Heedless. You become heedless and you think a lot, you worry a lot. You have a lot of emotion, a lot of duality, like this, like pleasant and unpleasant, and you are very reactive to life. Everything you come to perceive, you start to give meaning. You start to develop the delusion to attach, to cling, and create the what they call entanglement within your form and mind. And this entanglement is due to your lack of ability to understand this. Upon contact, the light bulb lighting up means you become conscious. Conscious of what? Conscious of the phenomenal world of consciousness. This is how you come to know the world. This is how you interact with the world. You have relationship. You develop attachment, craving, clinging, and your belief system, everything. So when you fail to develop understanding of this process, when you cannot see how you function as a human being, how you end up this way to react, to stir, you become heedless. And the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. That's why that quote that I mentioned, unique quote 129, one can only do, or living being can only do one thing at a time. Either you are completely aware and attentive with your true mind, and in that state of complete silence, tranquility and stillness, where the mind doesn't move, it's just aware, attentive. Specific phenomenal awareness or spatial awareness, stay there. Or most human beings who don't have the training, the understanding, the wisdom and the Dhamma, they will end up thinking, getting entangled. And this is what most people end up. That's why 99% you are lost in thought. You are heedless. You're hardly aware. You're hardly with your own inner awareness to be aware of what is going on, to silently observe what happened. What happened is the reality. What is sitting as they are? You cannot, because your mind has stirred. From here, it has come and become the mundane mind, the five aggregate of form. And this is what the living being do. They think a lot. You perceive through your senses, you think, you react, you become emotional, and you create all the entanglement, the grasping, clinging, attachment, possessiveness, fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation, and in the name of excitement. Yeah. You do all sorts of funny things here. That's why I call it the chaotic world. The phenomenal world of consciousness, which is very chaotic. Without Dhamma, you hardly have any peace. In the name of enjoyment, comfort, love, actually it's lust, craving, desire, possessiveness, you get yourself entangled deeper and deeper, not knowing that this form of mind is not you, and it goes the way of nature. That's why you will experience from birth onward always sickness and death that can bring about a lot of suffering. Then when you entangle with the world, you develop attachment, craving, through believing that you have relationship, your son, your daughter, your children, your sibling, your parents, your good friend, neighbor, everything. Then there are people whom you don't like. You develop entanglement. Then when you cannot get what you want, when things don't go your way, you suffer. Then all these are the realities of life and existence, the eight realities. Because always sickness and death now has become bigger issue. Sickness is your health problem, your medical problem. When you are affected or afflicted by critical disease or traumatic disease, you develop a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and you develop insomnia, mental problem. When you attach and cling too strongly, you develop what they call 忧郁症, or in English is depression. Your mind become depressive. Then a person in depression, the thought, they cannot control. The thought become very impulsive and intrusive. They intrude into your mind. You don't want to think also cannot. It has become a cocoon of thought through your attachment and very strong, what they call fear, phobia, and resentment or hatred and all those things. So all these emotions entangle themselves until it become a cocoon of thought where you keep on repeating like a tape recorder, thing and thing and thing, until you develop those suicidal thought, the phobia and all that. And your mind state become very depressive. And then insomnia, cannot sleep, a lot of fear. Then all this is how the living being become afflicted and suffering, take on a very severe stage of what they call entanglement that lead to misery, intense suffering. That's why they will develop suicidal thought. And sometimes they don't know what to do. They panic, the fear, the phobia, and they become violent and do all sorts of things. So this is how living beings get themselves entangled. So the purpose of meditation is to understand this, that we have a mind that can enable us to reside at the pure awareness nature before the stirring, before this movement and creation. Then when we know that we have the senses upon contact, it can give rise to the respective consciousness, Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. So you don't go and deludedly attach, thinking that there is an ego behind, there is a personality behind. You think that this five-year form of mind is you, the human being is you. But no, they are not you. Because this one is karmically conditional. This one is dependent originating. Condition arising is not a permanent unchanging entity where you can cling on to, hold on to, grab on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can be mine. This is the greatest delusion. This is ignorant avijja. That's why in the first noble truth final summary, the Buddha said, in short, it's due to your sakayatiti or self-delusion that entangle you into believing that this is you. The five grasping aggregate is real, is you. This is the cause of suffering, upadana khandas. So when you continue to deludedly grasp and cling to all these mental emotions, the five aggregates, then you become afflicted, miserable. That's how suffering comes to be. Then the cause of arising of suffering is, of course, sakayatiti, self-delusion, that condition, grasping and clinging. That's why craving is the cause of suffering. Without craving, born of sakayatiti or delusion, all this will not affect you, will not have any power over you. That's why just from this verse, unique Dhamma code 129, you can penetrate, you can awaken to this. And this is what the teaching is all about. That's why if you cannot develop awareness-based meditation to go back to the awareness nature and observe and see through understanding or wisdom to insight into the phenomenal world of consciousness to realize the unreality or the universal characteristic that characterize all these phenomena. That's why the phenomenal world of consciousness is an illusionary world, not real, not what you think. So this one is also called an illusionary world or conditioned world. And this is within existence. And this one follow the conditioned Dhamma within nature's law, the Pancha Niyamas. Then when you develop the direct seeing, you develop the pure wisdom, which is accumulated in your spiritual nature. And this one is the unconditioned Dhamma, the manifestation of the unconditioned Dhamma, which is wisdom to your pure awareness nature. So all this understanding can awaken the living being and free your mind from sakayatiti or delusion. So knowing that you can only do thing, one thing at a time. Means either you are aware, completely silent, without thought, and with your true mind, in the state of tranquility, stillness, and pure nature. Bright and clear, pure nature with clarity. Or you are lost in thought, involved in the creation that entangle you. Condition you into delusion, grasp, cling, and create all the suffering and misery within your mind state. Then the karmic process, through the karmic nature, continue the cycle of birth and death. And this is how living beings continue to get themselves entangled. So understanding who you are, the five aggregate of form and mind, is very important. Then how you function as a human being, how you know the world, how you interact with the world, how you observe and see all this to develop the wisdom. And the light bulb, science, physics, experiment, analogy, is very important. This can enable you to understand many things. Okay? So hopefully with this, it can develop the understanding that you need to free your mind. Not until you see and realize all this, you cannot liberate your mind. You cannot free your mind. You will continue to entangle yourself. You will continue to stir, react, and create more and more entanglement. So this is the part of the teaching that people find it very difficult to have the understanding, because unless you have the mindfulness and the awareness, you cannot see and understand all this. And you cannot know what really happened to you. And you cannot understand yourself. How can you understand others? That's why now even scientists came to realize the missing link among all the forces of nature that they have come to understand so well, they still haven't penetrated the mind. And to them, the mind, they think, is just the conscious mind. They call it consciousness. But they do not understand that that conscious mind is just the mundane mind that manifests from the true mind. And the conscious mind with its content is what the thought is all about. The five aggregate is all about. Whereas when you completely empty the content from the consciousness and you stay at the pure awareness nature, then the pure awareness nature without the content is not a thought. It's just that nature. And that nature is capable of direct seeing, insight into phenomena, silent observation of what is, to understand clearly who are you, what are you, to see things as they are so that you are not deceived or deluded by the phenomenal world of consciousness. So all this is the meditative training leading to all the wisdom and the understanding. Can understand? How many online? Nine. Hopefully they can follow. I think by now most of you should be able to follow. So I read again this unique quote. By now you all should be able to understand. One's mind can only do one thing at a time. Either one is silent and aware within, with the clarity, with the what they call internal awareness, which is the tranquil mind, the still mind. So tranquility, stillness of mind is what your true nature is, without all the words, the concept, the sankhara activity, the emotion, all the various discrimination that mundane mind create through their own wrong view and delusion. So all this will become very clear. So either one is silent, completely aware, and still within, or one is lost in thought, heedlessly thinking, creating all the stirring of the mind, reaction, and all the what they call entanglement, leading to suffering, misery. And the Buddha said the heedless are as if dead. That's why heedfulness is rare. To be heedful is to be ever mindful and constantly meditative. Means develop your ability to be mindful, to realize your true mind, your pure awareness nature, then stabilize it and stay there to observe, to insight into phenomena, to awaken, to realize the truth, to understand clearly who you are, what you are. Then you awaken and realize you are not what you are or what you think you are. That form of mind is not you, not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, grasp onto, and hold on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, all this can become mine. There is no such thing. But you must also come to understand that this so-called human being, the five aggregate form, although it's not a permanent and unchanging entity, not you, but it's related to you, because from your karmic nature, it's karmically conditioned out for you to arise in this existential world, to go through life, to live life, to cultivate, to experience the karmic process, to go through everything that you want to develop, like your cultivation, fulfill your vow, everything. Then this is what we call the karmic cycle, the karmic process. And most people come to delusion, ignorant. Whereas the cultivator of the world, the way, who has the understanding, they can still come back to the karmic process, but they are not going through the rebirth process, born or ignorant. They come through understanding. It's a pure mind, born out of love and compassion, through their four basic vows, they come. And you come that way, you are beautiful. You understand the secret of life. You know how to live life. You understand the unconditioned and the conditioned Dhamma. Then you are not entangled. Then you can live life to the fullest. You can experience all of the pristine beauties and wonders of life. Then you no longer deluded. And all this phenomenal world can never deceive you or cause any entanglement in you. So this is how the Dhamma can become so beautiful. And this is how you can develop the understanding to understand life and to live life to the fullest. So here, hopefully, Unicode 129 can give you a very clear understanding of the whole picture of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human, and how this Unicode can lead you to the meditative understanding so that you can liberate your mind from all this entanglement, seeing it, awakening to it. To realize the unreality of all this is very important. Where if there are conditions arising, causal phenomena, how can it be a permanent unchanging entity? That's why the characteristics of impermanent will arise. We are depending on condition they arise. Where causes and conditions continue to sustain itself, they continue to exist. But when causes and conditions cease to be, they cease to be. So any reality, it just come and go. The birth and death of every moment of consciousness and thought process. And the present moment like we have gone through is the only reality. And yet, it is so transient. Split second is dead and gone. Dead and gone. And that is the highest reality. So how real can life be? It's not what you think. Everything that has happened is always within the moment. But after that moment, you can only recall them through memory. That's why 往事只能回味. No reality. If there is no mundane mind through memory to recall it, nothing is real. Nothing really exists. That's why empty nature of existence. Your clinging, your grasping, your wrong view, sakality, is the one that conditions your suffering, misery, and continuous coming, birth and death. So all this understanding, when you awaken to your mind liberate, then the mind that realizes itself will cease. Then when it ceases, you will go through the process of enlightenment, leading to the cessation of form and mind, where your pure awareness also ceases, then you realize Nibbana, the unconditioned. Then you realize not a being to realize. Then that form and mind that realizes itself and ceases, realize the unconditioned. And through that, there is no more avijja. They cannot come back through the rebirth process, born of avijja or ignorance. So the segmented birth and death, finish, no more, born of delusion. But if you have the bodhisattva, the understanding and the training, you can still come back, but you are not born deluded, not born of avijja. You are born through the karmic process, a pure thought, born of love and compassion for the living being, the first of the four basic vows, where you vow out of love and compassion for the living being to take them all across to the other shore to liberate their mind. So all this is what unique code 129 is all about. Okay, what's the time now? Oh, 9:45. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we stop here. Eh? We will have 3 minutes of toilet break. Then after that, we come back for a second session. Eh? I think today one is very good. Eh? It's good enough for most cultivators all the way to listen to it attentively so that you can develop the understanding, eh? The penetrative understanding. And this one, again, summarizes to you the whole of the cultivation and the understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being, and what that mind is all about, what that nature is all about, and how the whole process of the conditioned Dhamma leading to the existential world's phenomena, how all this can be understood and developed via wisdom. That's why the training of the mind to be aware so that you can stay with the pure awareness nature without thought, leading to heedfulness, to enable one to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena and to awaken, to realize the wisdom is most important. From there, all the answer to life, the Four Noble Truth, the creation, everything can be understood. Okay. Okay, now we come back to the second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have. And we can also discuss on today's sharing, which is very good. And also Dhamma in daily life. Okay, by the way, before I forget, Nancy is there. Nancy, thanks to your Kayamita in Klang, this t-shirt was offered to me by you all. You can remember.
Yeah.
So you tell them, Sadhu, rejoice. I like this t-shirt. Well, it fit me very well. Very good.
Name Radu, Mrs. Stu and all Kalamita.
Yes.
是 Radu, 我到现在还是不是很舒服。
阿松讲 you went through quite a severe fever, the very fever.
Yeah. 就是那个 viral fever. Viral fever. Right, it started off with like,flu like that, then after after that, 他就very high fever, and then the fever didn't go off. From Monday, then until Thursday, 我不能打鼾了，所以我就去医院了。
Better get yourself admitted. So, 你去东兴是吗？
是的，东兴 hospital. So.哇 ，Bradio， 真的不容易哦！哇
，The first noble truth reality， This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood， 不容易的，要 go through one 啊。
这个这一次的这个所谓的 first noble truth， it really hits me very badly， right？
Yeah.
他让我看到那个无常苦。空恒跟那个 like 你在那个 condition 里面，你好像就好像两讲，就是你不能做什么，就
对，因为 that is the reality that hit 嘛，你一定要接受嘛， 但接受了，你就 develop the wisdom to endure to see it through 咯，不是什么都不要做，你知道吗？啊，该去处理 resolve it amicably 就去处理，然后应该看医生去看医生啊，啊，然后 need to rest more rest 哦，然后你自己能都 feel 得到的 when you have really developed the improvement or not 啊，because through your awareness。你能够理解 and understand what is going on within on, then 它有时候是好像一个 condition that manifests for you to really go through, and develop the clear understanding. 然后我听到阿松那天 Tuesday 来跟我讲啊，我就can roughly know what you are going through. 很 severe 的 pain and the suffering is normal people cannot take it on and 你已经很厉害 endure 这些了的 and to you 啊阿松讲啊你还是觉得这一次不一样很 severe 啊 then 我就知道了啊 means it is really a test that actually manifests for you to really seeSometimes it's to test you to go through that faith and the understanding whether you have any more fear for death. Once you develop the wisdom and the understanding, that wisdom and understanding will enable you to endure and even laugh at what happened. Then the condition will arise for it to reverse itself. Then you will go through. That's why you saw...You come across a lot of these cultivators' biography also, even in the Thai tradition, the Thai monk, and even in the Mahayana tradition in China, Xuan Hua also mentioned, and I think Xu Yin Lao He Sang and many of the monks, they like, especially Thailand one, they got no medication. They go through malaria. You know malaria, how severe or not?Suddenly cold, suddenly hot, and intense cold, intense hot, without medication. No? But they endure through, and they survive. But of course, some of them, they were so sick, the lay people and the disciple took them to the hospital where they recuperate and have medication. But Xu Yin Lao He Sang, they are, and Xuan Hua, they endure through.And they learn all this and they survive. Because the mind, the consciousness can be very different when you have the wisdom and the understanding. But with our modern era, our civilization where medical science is very advanced, no harm going to a hospital. When you need to seek medication, you seek. Like when I went to 1996, the...fistula at my buttock there. Wow, the pain, I tell you. Nobody can actually tolerate it. It's so severe. Because the swell, so much pus inside there. You know? And the whole thing, like boil. And the skin become like so hot and so thin. And very sensitive, the nerves all there.And that type of pain, nobody can endure. But my nature that time very good, he understood. No? You got two choices. Accept the reality, endure, and wait till the condition arise for the medication or the help to come. The other alternative is to complain, to...like become miserable over what happened. Yeah. So within the two choices, very easy to choose one. But that is the reality. You have to endure, you have to endure. Then, of course, I just observe the awareness. Yeah. It's moment to moment, but as real as it can be, because there is no break. The moment you're aware, it sees, then that conscious tactile come back again. Then you're aware again, although you know it's not real, dependent on origin, and it's a reality. the body you are experiencing, where the consciousness trapped inside will experience. So you can endure, or you just endure. Well, you need to go to hospital or what? I went to my classmate's clinic. Then he saw, he said, okay, temporarily I can help you, he said, but you must go and see the specialist. So he told me he will do an IND. So initially, I don't know what is IND. I say, whatever, he said, you quickly do. Well, the moment he do, he pressed the pulse out. Oh, that thing shoot out, no. And it was so smelly. Being a doctor, I respect him, really. Then he cleaned it out, he dressed it. I felt relieved, you know, so beautiful. He said, you better go and see the specialist. He said, he will give me the referral on the name. So I went to SJBA, I met the specialist. Then when I was there, I think it was still okay because the IND has helped in the relief and it has not built up yet. Then the specialist told me, I said, the IND is very good, no? Can it be done until it completely recover? You know what the specialist told me? I like the way he replied. He said, I don't do such thing. You want such thing, you go and see the GP. He said, I'm a specialist. He said, I take the whole thing off or I don't want to do anything. So especially different. He either cure you if you trust him or he asks you to go and see the GP, you think the IND is for you. He said, I don't do this one. It's temporary, he said, incision and drain. So he just checked the thing. He said, you got three fistula. He put on the glove. He put his finger in, he turned one round, he knew already, he got three. And this operation is going to take at least 2 hours. That's how I come to understand all this. Then I say, okay, no problem. I say, do it. Then I say, I got only one question. I say, I'm supposed to fly off to the US with my whole family on holiday. I think 9 days holiday in 3 days time. He looked at me, you know. He said, you decide. He said, I don't want to decide for you. Then he said, maybe I give you a ring. He said, he know I had to sit on the plane for 19 to 21 hours. And when he talked about the ring, I know already is to prevent my operation part of the buttock from hurting itself on the long flight. But I knew I can endure because that by then I already had the Dhamma. I said, no problem, you go here. I said, oh, then after that, I told him I don't need the rubber ring. I just went without anything. Then I meditate on the plane, no more problem. So that's how that test in 1996 was very good, and it confirmed no more fear, no more worry, nothing. This is the reality, the first noble truth reality. Disease, sickness, death, they are part of the reality, so not an issue at all. So, 蛮不错啦. So for your case, I think you're also going through, but now you should be recuperating,
Yeah, 不然就开始，他现在开始，今年开始比较好了。啊，是咯。然后他到晚上就好像有一股气顶着这样，所以我就让他自己，哎呀，慢慢好了。啊，relax
into it，relax into it，and 他会慢慢heal了，慢慢heal了。
对,
and stay with it, with the awareness, then you can find out on. I think that time you sent to the my Kayamita, J. Krishnamurti, the quote. Did I send one?
I think you sent one sorrow, something.
He says, stay with the sorrow. Understand? Be with the sorrow until the sorrow cease. Then you know sorrow is condition arising, created by a wrong thought. There is nobody in sorrow. When you are completely aware, it ceases. That is the third way, Anasana. The third way that the Buddha teach. Silence your mind, maintain awareness. Like I teach Koklun, be with it. That's why he says, stay with the sorrow. That's how you free. And very interesting, especially now you go through this phase.
Test很 intense.
Yeah, very intense one. Huh? That's why you 能够 go through this. Nothing. 到时候, like the moment of death, nothing. Actually, nothing die. Actually, death 很容易, actually, nothing. It's not as intense as the severe pain or thing, because it's at that time your body becomes so weak, the craving force all will dissipate. Then when the craving force dissipate, if you have mindfulness and awareness, no problem. But the only problem is people don't understand what death is, and the fear from the projection of the thought after death. What will happen to them? That one is the one that create the confusion, entanglement, the fear, the phobia, the intensity, and it intensify all those experiences. That's why they become miserable inside there. But actually, no one die, nothing die. It's just separation of the consciousness from the form. And the consciousness will leave when the craving force dissipate, when you got no more energy already. Then it will dissipate, and then you will float out. Then when the craving force dissipates, all those what they call tactile consciousness that you used to feel when your body is trapped inside the form, physical body, all also dissipate. That's why some people call it like release from the suffering and the misery, or from the chou pinang, that physical body that actually trap you and let you go through the karmic experience. Because the karmic process need a form of mind. The consciousness that is trapped inside will experience all this, and it will intensify through your karmic negativity, or they call ignorance, sakayaditi. But when you have Dhamma, all this doesn't affect you at all. And you can just endure, and they can just smile at the dead, like what my teacher say. In fact, my grandmother also, she smiled at her death. When I went back and see him, he held my hand, then he smiled, and the last breath gone. Then the hand, oh. That moment when he held my hand, she so happy, ready, smile, and gone. Maybe at that time, her consciousness can see my consciousness. And he told my mother he wanted to see me. Of all the 9 or 10 grandchildren, he asked for me to come and see her. And my mother told me, quick, he said, quick, he said. Then when I was there, I held her hand. Then she just smiled. Then the last breath gone. She passed away. Actually, nothing. No one die. Nothing die. Even when you are around, that form of mind was never you. So how can there be somebody die? Nobody die. It's the convention that the society or living being attached to and label it. 很好, Alicia, you continue.
就他好像你讲的那个 body weak down 根本就是 like 不是你了，根本就是就是在那边，就是什么也做不到这样子。对，哎，你能够接受了的。And
the moment 你能够接受啊, you realize different, completely different. Then 就是好像 I used to share you，你 treat yourself like a dead person. The deep person cannot react, cannot do anything. Then you can laugh at you, or you can smile at you. Then you can just let it do what it wants to do. So that face is, I remember, very beautiful.
就是好像你整个 experience 那个 pain body like
yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah，yeah reality 嘛 ，condition like that, things will be like that 嘛，你的 consciousness trap inside 嘛 ，the craving force still there 嘛，所以它会来捉住你在里面的。But your wisdom is the one like Yoniso Manasikara, it come and actually prompt you. Yeah. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will like that. So this is the first noble truth reality. You need to accept, you need to endure, you need to see it through, you just see it through. Then after that, 没事了的, everything will go back to normal again. Then when you come out of it, you become beautiful. 就是这样了，啥的，
就真的不一样。因为那个晚上就是 the second night when I was in hospital， 我这个就是第一晚 ，basically 我是 most of the time 是就是 like meditate 睡觉，一直睡觉的，一直睡觉。
对，
到他
啥的，
他就、就我就唱那个药师咒
啊，药师咒啊。
然后我唱唱一下 ，after that 我就 like went into very deep sleep 这样子。但是我会 fully aware 到我的那个地藏王菩萨的禅定一直在，一直在，
哇，
沙
度沙度，啊 ，that's the one that will heal you one。
对，那个出来之后，哎，我就觉得我好像睡了很沉这样子。
对，
整个一出来我就知道我今年可以出院了，然后
啊，沙度沙度。You were discharged that day.
Then
the Saturday.
医生就 I know you are very keen to go home, so I.
But 我听阿松讲，他跟你吊水罢了，是最好的 actually. 吊水啊 is to actually cleanse up your system. Because sometimes it's the food that you take that trigger off. So.他没有给你 food 的时候、你的 body 会 heal 哦 ，but 他有跟你吊水 ，means the nutrient is there. You absorb the pure nutrient. So 以前 I remember， 蜜蜂 also told me， her stomach upset I think many years ago or a few years ago， she was also admitted. Then Sui An text me， then I said no problem. Then I send the pure wish. Then surprisingly。At night, he was only put on drip. No? Then she recovered. No? Then the next morning, discharged already. Then Sui An text me, 没事了，全部 everything is okay already. Then later I met me for a while. He said, yeah, they only put the drip. So sometimes you don't underestimate why they didn't give me medication or what. Sometimes it's really no need. Because the drip got nutrient already.And that is the time you can rest well and no more external food that can give problems to your body. That's why all this you can develop understanding after you go through. So, 他是第一天跟你吊水了 most of the time.
第一天他就开始全部 on IV, 就没有 oral 的 even paracetamol 会烧因为他烧不会退嘛。
对对对，
当 IV 给我咯，全部都是
probiotic
啊，全部都是 IV。然后我就 most of the time 就是rest 咯 ，the first day 他就给我 rest。
那个很重要，rest。
the second day 这样子，哇，我非常的感恩地藏王菩萨把我拉出来。
呀，也算你有那个 affinity 啊，他的那个地藏王菩萨的咒啊。They were really manifest on.
It's so clear, no? 那个咒一直在 run, 一直在 run.
不停了，不停了。因为他们有那个愿力啊，那个愿力 come from their perfection, their cultivation. 很厉害的。但是你有 affinity with their nature, 他自己会 create the movement and the understanding and the healing. And 很多那些 spiritual field manifestation, only cultivated or the way that go through can understand one.
呀，不然就我这一次的，就是我去 Bangkok 的时候，I was having kind of very sharp pain on my toe。我不能走路。我上飞机
哦 no wonder，
，I was wheeled out from the airport。Then after that，就这样子，我就说 OK 啦，我 go through it 啦。But 我的 mind 没有被 disturbed 的，因为我明白环境这样，所以就 go through it。Then coming back 回来这样子，Then it was like so impermanent, just in one half the day 罢了，他就整个身体就一转，就这个test
就 deteriorate
哇！我讲哈，原来可以这样啊，所以给我的感触非常的惊 讶，就是来哇。
That's why this physical body I used to tell you is very fragile and very what they call vulnerable，很容易的 condition 灭掉啊，你就那个 form of mind 就没有了的。That's why you need to request for the great beings' protection, is to protect that form of mind. The form of mind 真的 very fragile, very delicate, very vulnerable, 很容易出事的哦。小小东西啊，它就 deteriorate 了哦。That's why 你没有这些佛菩萨的保佑啊，very difficult to survive through one. Although our karmic nature also very important, play a great part. But you need the blessing from all the great beings that we have affinity with. Otherwise, 这个 form of mind that come to this existential world 不容易啦。That's why 有些人啊，没有这样的 understanding, without such, what they call affinity, they have to come back many time. 每次不能过了。Just like this life, my form of mind, if it's not because of Guan Yin's nature,它应该是灭了3次，my form and mind should have been gone 3 times, but because of 观世音菩萨的那个 nature 跟我的 karmic nature,它 develop the affinity and the understanding, then 我就能够 recover from them 脱离，很神奇的，the way it happen 呢，you know one 呢。Normal people cannot have this type of condition, and it just manifests. 很好，沙丘。
就给我的感触是，哇，你修行要及时，不能懈怠，不能偷懒，
对，沙丘，不能偷懒
那
That's
都是
why，do
因
not
为
delay。
那个 form mind 随时就能够就
Yeah，
是。
随时都能够脱离的啊。It will just break up. That's why I used to say it's very vulnerable and very delicate. 它是真的，哎呦，很脆脆啊！Is it the correct word 啊？脆弱啊，脆弱啊，很
脆
脆，
弱，真的很
啊，
脆
很
弱。
脆弱，真的很脆弱。That's
所
why
以
I use the word very fragile. Fragile. Fragile 是脆弱是吧？vulnerable. 很容易 break up one 哦，
真的不是，就真的，这次给我的感触是非常非常的深，因为我感觉哇。其实我出去这个 Bangkok 之前，我读破相论过后，我觉得哇，我是非常的感恩能够有这个人生，然后再能够修持佛法，那种的感恩心是真的是怎样讲，我也不懂得怎样讲，只是我觉得诶，哇，好像我的感觉是我这一世没有白来这样子。就是，有一个 meaning 了啊。以前我，
very deep in the understanding one.
因为可以修持已经很不错了，有这个真的，of course 已经很感恩了。然后又可以修持，然后现在我又去明白到，哇！我一读那种破相论啊，比来的是他
That one is very beautiful, Po Siang Lun.
对。很深的那种话，it really
Understanding,
对，让我感觉到哇，我，哎呦，我也不懂用什么 word 去形容，就是感觉到 没有白来，我说我没有
对，
白来，
没有白来哈、啊，那个破相论很重要的，
对，我感觉到哇，我能够就是你那种 deep inside you 的 gratitude 啊，哇，我真的不懂得怎样讲 gratitude，
Only
能
the
够。
cultivator that gone through it can develop the understanding. 那个gratitude 啊，very deep one. It is like inside they realize that this is really, really beautiful. And like the word you use, worth everything, really, 值得了。没有白来。So all this understanding they will unfold, and that nature inside actually develop the clear understanding that this is so beautiful, and to have the causes and condition to develop all this understanding and transformation is really a great blessing. That's why that nature will become very different, and it's very deep inside one. Sometimes 它起来的时候，the tears also flow. Very good.
就真的那个 gratitude 啊，我真的觉得，哇，我多么的幸运能够，来你现在你好像我经过这一连串的所有的 training，那你 pick up 什么 sutta 来看一下哦，你就明白哦，原来是这样啊，哦，原来我
是
们
啊，就
的。所有的六根，就是所有我们每一天，就是在这个所谓的六根六尘就是，然后哇哩吧哩啦，每一天就是被 stir up。但是我们能够每一天的去把这个保持这个清净的心，of
对。
course 我是 under training，但是我们还是要把这个所谓的清净心 develop 起来，就是。
Stability of it,
对，那个 stability 啊，我们就感觉到哇，真的很不一样。不然
呀，
就
不一
你，
样啊，
就好像我被 view 着出去，我也觉得，
对，
诶，就是 OK 啊，因为你
对
的
，no
condition，
problem at all。就
对，
好
你也是。
像Bojang went through also say 嘛，she also say 嘛，when you stay at the pure nature, no problem at all. And that one got no mind, nothing. 他不会有无明道，那会去制作啊五蕴，and give meaning to all the phenomenal, which is today what we go through the topic, the unique code 129, which is the most beautiful. When you understand it, it's so beautiful. 就好像你刚才 share 的，really 六根在作怪罢了，That's why you will come to understand how you function as a human being. And who are you? What are you? And how you manifest the delusion, the entanglement, the suffering, the misery when you don't have the Dhamma? 我画那个 physics experiment, very important. Well, this is the one that can explain the thing very well and develop clear understanding. Then 那个 stages of transformation, creation. How when you silence everything, that's why I say man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are with your pure awareness nature in complete silent inner awareness to be with the tranquility and stillness of mind, to be with the unconditioned, to stay within that nature, to observe what is, to experience that nature's tranquility, stillness and beauty, or you are lost in thought. And most people are lost in thought. 90% of the time, they are lost in thought. They are hardly aware. That's why, 如果你不是修行者，你的 heedfulness not there. And most of the time, they are lost in thought. That's why 你也了解了，跟波清他们 understood 了。When you can be with the pure awareness nature. When your stability of mindfulness and awareness is there, very stable, that is the most beautiful transformation. And most of the time, you are with the pure awareness nature. Of course, when the mundane mind collapse, 什么都不用做了, the thing shine forth, and you are always with that nature. And all this so-called phenomenal world of consciousness, the mundane thinking activity, they all gone when the Monday mind collapsed. Where all this consciousness, the gross layer, they were dropped off. Then they cease to be. Then that nature's mind, which I call it the supramundane mind, where there is no more avijja, the aggregates are pure aggregate, non-grasping. That one come out that time. You get to understand it differently again. You get to leave that phase of Dhamma. Very beautiful. That's why such an awareness-based using, that's a very unique one. Very, very unique one. And when the transformation come, the cultivator of the way will know one. Then Tali Mena, full of joy, full of gratitude, and full of what they call understanding, that you thank your own good karmic nature for having such condition to encounter all this manifestation and realization. Hmm. Yeah, brother Teo,
Kanan brother Teo, Tai woman is a awareness based meditation. Yeah. 所以我们一直会怎么样说，就是就好像今天我回去上班，我忽然觉得，哎，我的整个 mind 好像那个云又散开了，什么都没有，就回去上班的时候，哎， everything is so clear, easy to handle. Wow, I was full of joy. 今天我回去上班，原来。 反正我生病的时候，我经常都会跟我自己讲，会过去的，就是它一个 moment to moment 的嘛，所以它会过去。所以我今天回去上班，我就觉得，哎，哇，这个就是你的上面那个头脑里面空空，这样就是空空的，对，就是回去就是 address 你的 whatever work，
对，yeah， just do what you have to do，
就是这个很 beautiful part of 我们所做的这个 cultivation，
对，因为第一，你的心里面不会有东西压着你这样，然后你他不会去乱做、乱想 and 乱 manifest 那以前的那个 heedless thinking 了，他不会去 entangle with it， 就好像 Asong last Tuesday 的 sharing 啊 ，very good 啊，人家现在讲到怎样啊，他是一句话在里面罢了，无明。 制作，就是 either 无名还是制作，就会 manifest 那些东西。So all this understanding will come. Then, like you come back to your office, then you realize the mind clear, and you become very efficient. And you just do your duty, and you just resolve issue, and the clarity will make you very efficient, and you know how to do things very well. 不会埋怨，什么都不会了的，like very light out there，very different，我觉得这是非常的感恩的
part，就是你跟你以前的生活跟现在是completely
different，不一样，真的很不一样，because this is heedful living，以前的是 heedless living 的 ，a lot of 无明在做。 Like 牛角尖啊, wow, a lot of those manifestation and creating of sankara activity and entanglement. 现在啊, like 整个脑袋空空的, then very calm, very peaceful, 很平静, then clarity. Then 那个 understanding 啊, is with you one, 它不会影响到那个 what they call the unconditioned Dhamma will not have power over you. 那个 wisdom that manifests after 经过了这些东西, 它会 transform 你的, until 你很不一样, you become like very different. Then after that, nobody can really understand unless they themselves go through the cultivation and develop the understanding. 好, sadhu.
Yeah. 还有就是昨天晚上我的 condition 哦，他又好像有一点点要 disturb， 然后我跟我自己讲， I mean 我就是让他去 manifest， 然后 after 哦，我 suddenly 我的 mind suddenly like free 掉整个人， 就什么没有掉了, just become silent,
yeah,
然后我就明白到其实这个因为我们去抓想去抓他就是想去 然后我就看到他了，我就没有管他，就哇，又 cease 掉，哇，我就知
immediately
道，
他会 cease
对，我觉
very
得
beautiful
，yeah, that's very wonderful。所以，哎呦，感恩哦，brother，就我非
sadhu，sadhu
常感恩，因为
yeah。
我处这一连串哦，我最大的收获就是我现在能够看明白那些经书，然后
啊，
对，然
杀
后
掉
又，
杀掉，嗯
每天的活得很怎样讲？很 peaceful，
，Yeah，自在，peaceful and full of joy because
对，
of the understanding, the wisdom，
以前别人问我你来这个世界做什么，其实我也
对
我不知
，Yeah，like
道。现在
I always say, why come? You come to suffer, no point, You want to come, you better come with all this understanding. That's why 我说发愿，行菩萨道，
是的，brother，感恩 brother，我会好好学习，
sadhu，sadhu，sadhu，
所以感恩佛菩萨，也感恩大家的关
呀
心，
呀呀，
我会好起来，然后继续努力，
sadhu，sadhu，呀，
感恩 brother，感恩萨杜
来
萨
来
杜。
sadhu，let us rejoice 啊。Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, almost time already, Eddie. We will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merit, then we end. Aka satta cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkhantu lokasasana etavata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan Sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menyatinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Devo asatkalena sarvasampatti hetoce vito bhavatu lokoce ya bhavatu dhammiko mena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo sattang samagamo hotu Ya vanivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings. Okay, then we end. Sadhu sadhu sadhu.